From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Shariari. 17 cents of every healthcare dollar the U.S. government spends go to Medicaid, the program for the nation's poor, young, and disabled. Right now, Congress is debating bringing the cost down through something called block grants. But if Congress doesn't act, can states ask for block grants on their own? Bram Sable-Smith reports that's a question being asked right now in Missouri.
Here's the problem Missouri State Senator David Sater is trying to solve. Medicaid is an entitlement program. When there are bills, they get paid, even if the price tag goes up. And the Medicaid price tag
has been going up 6 to 10% every year for the last 10 years.
Each state runs its own Medicaid program, but following certain federal requirements. In return, the feds pick up at least half the tab. And with that matching payment structure, here in Missouri, Medicaid accounts for close to a third of the state's operating budget. That's pretty common across the U.S. And Sater says,
we've got to do something to reel back these prices.
One idea is to give states a lump sum each year with fewer requirements. They're called block grants. They're not a new idea. Here's Ronald Reagan in 1981.
Washington provides the states with unlimited matching payments for their expenditures. At the same time, we dictate how the states are going to manage those programs. We want to put a cap on how much the federal government will contribute, but at the same time, allow the states much more flexibility.
But Congress didn't block grant the program under Reagan, and there's a chance it won't this time either. So Sater wants Missouri to ask for a block grant regardless, to make it easier to add things like work requirements, co-payments, and other tweaks that could save some money.
It would give us more freedom to institute a Medicaid program that would be better for Missouri citizens.
But here's the question. Can one state even get a block grant on its own? There is some precedent here in Rhode Island. Back in 2009, that state agreed to a hard spending cap on Medicaid in exchange for more authority to tweak its program. 18 months later, Rhode Island Medicaid was reported to be $1.1 billion under budget.
That's a pretty high percentage savings. I mean, that's pretty remarkable for a government program.
John Graham is a senior fellow at the Independent Institute. He says while it wasn't technically a block grant, the term used was global waiver, it is a model for how Medicaid block grants could work. The state saved money, patient outcomes were good.
The real question about the Rhode Island experience is why didn't that sweep across every state?
Well, that isn't what happened, actually.
Judah Solomon is vice president for health policy at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. In 2011, she co-authored a paper literally titled Rhode Island's Global Waiver, Not a Model for How States Would Fare Under a Medicaid Block Grant. Solomon says single states can't even get a real block grant. The matching funding structure is law. So the Rhode Island waiver capped how much the state and federal governments could spend combined.
But the cap was set at a level that was much higher than Rhode Island predicted it would spend.
So there was essentially no risk. But Missouri is already considering reductions that could boot 20,000 disabled and elderly from a Medicaid program. Critics of block grants worry it would make those cuts imminent. And what if there's a public health emergency the lump sum didn't plan for? Sater says his bill allows for flexibility to ask for more funding each year.
Due to increased inflation in the cost, economic disasters, things that are out of our control.
But even if the bill passes, it'd still take years and more than $1 million to just apply for the block grant. And the feds could still say no. From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith.